Helen Leigh heads to Pūtahitanga te Waipounaumu. We speak each week because she's our eyes and ears into the south. A warm welcome to you once again, Helen. Tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale.
So you met in Blenheim at Grovetown, which is almost Groovetown. Sounds like a pretty interesting place to me. Tell us about this hui that was held a couple of days ago, please.
Yeah, so one of the things, of course, with Wāna Ora is that even though we've been in existence for 11 years, conventional funders often find it difficult to invest in the innovation that is the Wāna Ora approach. So this particular example, which was Hawaiki Kura, an initiative with Kylie and Donna Nepia at the forefront, what we decided to do was to bring the funders together at Ukaipō, Rangatāne Ki Wairo Centre, and to be able to talk about what Hawaiki Kura has done. And the exciting thing about the work that that Hawaiki Kura has been leading, they've been working with Rangatahi. They've had this amazing initiative called Tāne Ora around men's wellness. They work with cultural competency with organisations. So, you know, they have many strings to their bow. But I think the thing that really was breathtaking was these beautiful young rangatahi who did both haka fusion. They combined salsa with their haka. And they just walked knowing that they were born of greatness. You know, they looked as if they were walking with their tupuna smiling upon them. And I think that is something which is the demonstration of initiatives that are successful is when you can see the evidence of that in the stance of these young people. So we had at the hui, Oranga Tamariki, Ministry of Education, Kotahi Ki Te Tau Ihu, an initiative across the Aotearoa, Piki Oranga, the health provider. So there were lots of different providers there and really trying to encourage them to be brave and to invest in the innovation that they saw before them.
Well, Hawaiki Kura is a neat initiative in a community that I guess the Māori population isn't as great. I guess it'll be 15-20% maybe at the top of the south, would it not? How's it been received by non-Māori? Because I guess many of the attendees from the various government departments, perhaps are Pākehā. What do they read into the success of the initiative?
Well, I think one of the things that that has been really important about Hawaiki Kura is that they have they've looked at many different components. So firstly, they started with their mokopuna. They had an initiative called Pā Kids. They had work with their young people around Mauraco. They've got a gym based at Omaka Marae for, you know, a lot of the dads and uncles are there. They have organic kai, which is sold under the aunties. And so they've had many sorts of different ways of saying, we are here, we are intergenerational, we've been here for quite some time, and can we have the conversation? And what Kylie did during lockdown was that because he was no longer able to have wānanga on the marae, they pivoted and they created this cultural competency online initiative for non-Māori so that they could have the conversation about what does it mean to have tangata whenua living here in Wairo, how do we interact? And I think that, you know, you've got to remember the kura that they have established has only been in Blenheim for the last 5 years. So it's still pretty fresh, this in-your-face, this is the innovation of rangatahi Māori in front of us. It was really good to see the principals from the two local colleges, Marlborough Girls and Marlborough Boys, at the event, and they were very supportive. So I felt really heartened, actually, that an initiative like that, which brings you all together in the room and says, here we are, you know, believe in us, you know, might, we hope, have some results.
Ka pai, Helen. I note, too, that there are a series of business startup and growth workshops, which get underway today. The first of them in Queenstown, then Dunedin and Canterbury. It's been put together by HTK. What's Whānau Ora involvement in the staging of these, and how important will they be for some of our tangata whenua aspiring business owners or those who've already got businesses underway?
Well, these are quite important. Rena Tahakiwa is the person behind the team at HTK. And a lot of the, when they talk about growth, they're actually talking about growth through COVID. So Ren came to us and said, you know, a lot of our business owners are really just struggling. What does the traffic light system mean? How do we navigate with all of the requirements for our staff, let alone the constraints that have been made, particularly if you're exporting, for example? And so the growth workshops are about how do we still continue to grow under the restraints of Delta, and the startup workshops are if you've lost your job because of lockdowns and you've got a new idea, how do you make it a reality? So we'll be really looking forward to see how they go. He's had really good hit rate in the past, so it's going to be interesting.
I should have a chat with him one day, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I think so. I'll send his numbers up.
Oh, you're very kind. All the best, Helen. Take care.
Okay. Thanks, Al. Kia ora.
Thanks, Helen. Helen Lai with us from Te Pūtahi Tango Te Waipounamu.